Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans Studios, and it is time now for us to head to Austin. We want to get an update on the Longhorns as they look for the reprieve. They are looking to bounce back after that 41-7, just an embarrassing loss to BYU last weekend. Texas defense did not get the job done, and they certainly have a number of offensive issues to solve as well. It is a pleasure to welcome in this evening Jenna Hayes McEachern. She's a freelance writer. In fact, she worked for the University of Texas Sports Information for a number of years, has just released a fabulous book for all you Longhorn fans out there. It is titled 100 Things Longhorn Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Jenna, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I actually thought I had the longest name in radio. I think you've got me beat, girl.
Yeah, I do too, but let's talk about the long title of that book. I just tell people it's 100 things. This was the 100 things, because it gets to be a mouthful.
It is mouthful, and there's some great stuff in there. We're going to talk about that here momentarily. But as I said in the intro, you are right there in Austin. And so, obviously, when we look at the game tape, we watch the University of Texas against BYU. This was a team that was not ready to play. Coach Strong, he talked a lot about this. And I know they're going to be trying to get some traction this weekend. What are your thoughts on just how the season is playing out so far? Because it has been disappointing.
Well, it has been disappointing. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I was pleased with the way that Tyrone Swift played. You know, they set him up with some good sharp passes and stuff. He managed the game well. And had you believed what the newspapers and the media said, you would have thought that he was terrible. But he really did a fine job for what he was asked to do. But the loss of David Ash is huge. And I shouldn't say the loss of David Ash, but for him to miss any games is huge. You know about the attrition that, Coach Strong has rules, and you better obey them or you can't be a Longhorn. And so, in spite of all that, I do believe people are excited about the future of this program. I really do.
Jenna, what is the status on David Ash? I mean, is his career over at the University of Texas? I mean, will he return? I just have to wonder, I mean, would the training staff, would they even allow him to come back and to be on the field?
You know, I don't know how that would be handled. I can only guess what David Ash's mom is thinking. I really don't know. I think that someone said he had been cleared to play, but then there's the larger question of whether he and the coaches believe he should come back and try to play. Because now we're seeing long-term ramifications of repeated concussions. So as much as I would love to have his arm and his head back in the game, as a mom, I would say, study. Just study.
Sure. Hey, Jenna Hayes McEachern is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are shining the spotlight here in just a moment on her new book that has just been released by Triumph Books, 100 Things Longhorn Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. But since we are in Austin right now, we wanted to get the pulse from Jenna on the Longhorns. And it was interesting when I watched the press conference in postgame from Charlie Strong, the repetitive word and theme throughout that press conference was the word embarrassed. I mean, he talked a lot about this and how this team was not prepared to play. What are your expectations for this weekend with the Longhorns being in Arlington in the big game against the Pac-12 conference against UCLA?
Right. I'm just such an optimist. I really don't ever believe we're going to lose a game. So I really do believe we're going to show up better against UCLA. Our defense, at halftime everybody was like, this is great because our defense played a good first half.
Right.
And, then just, leak toes all over the place in the third quarter. So I'll be honest with you, I don't know what that was about. But I have faith in this coaching staff, and I presume that they will get as much fixed as they can before we go to Jerry World.
Hey, Jenna Hayes McEachern with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And so how are the Longhorn fans, how are they accepting all of this? I mean, is it a mixed fan base? I mean, because I know how serious Texas is about winning.
You know what? It's interesting because there are still fans who are chafed at what they perceive to be shabby treatment of Mack Brown. And I understand that, but Charlie Strong didn't have anything to do with that. And so I would hope that regardless of whether you thought that Mac was, you know, done wrong or not, that you would be behind the coach at the University of Texas. So that said, almost to a man, everybody I talk to is hopeful, believes that even if this year doesn't turn out like as we would have hoped, that he's on the right track to building a really good championship team.
Well, you have to wonder, too, I mean, how much expectations have changed now in 2014 because there is so many unknowns. And what 14 players, I mean, whether it's been suspensions or just loss of, through injuries, I mean, that plays a major role in how the season is going to play out. Right, Jenna?
Oh, absolutely. So we lost our starting center. We lost our quarterback. That right there.
That's huge.
Those two names right there will hurt you. But at a school like the University of Texas, at a, you know, any D1 school, I guess, any real strong program, you don't just have 11 men on defense who can play. You don't just have 11 men on offense who can play. You have some of the best athletes in the nation. And so, you know, we're going to, somebody on that bench wants to play, and they will find a way on the field. The coaches will open those opportunities, I do believe. The attrition, I mean, it hurts. It does hurt. Nevertheless, hey, like I said, I'm an optimist. I don't ever think we're going to lose. We're the Longhorns. We're gonna bounce back.
Yeah, you can hear it in your voice. Okay, so let's move ahead and give the preview on 100 Things Longhorn Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Tell the listeners just a little bit about the book. And, in fact, our very own Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports Radio, he once wrote that Vince Young had the best legs since Marilyn Monroe. I thought that was a great, great one.
That's right. And I probably stole that from my book. Do I owe him an acknowledgement for that?
We'll let Pat know. Okay.
This was so much fun to write because it's basically a book where I get to brag about my state. I get to brag about my team. I get to make fun of some of our rivals. So, yeah, it was great fun. And I'm trying to make this very long story short. The publisher, Triumph Books, had called Bill Little. We had worked on another book called What It Means to Be a Longhorn. And so the publisher called Bill Little and said, we would like you to write this book, 100 Things Longhorn Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And it was football season, and as I said, the short version is, Bill said, I can't do it. Why don't you call Jenna? And it's almost embarrassing to tell other writers that because it's hard to get published. And here Bill just kind of dropped it in my lap. But I had a great time doing it.
And, of course, it is for all the diehard Longhorn fans. It is titled 100 Things Longhorn Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And you certainly, Jenna, you cover it all. Ricky Williams, Vince Young, Colt McCoy, some great things. And, of course, the holidays will be here before they know it or before
Absolutely.
We know it.
Absolutely. So. You bet. Christmas, if it does, you can just kind of, it's a paperback. You can fold it up and stick it in the stocking.
There you go. Jenna Hayes McEachern has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. First time on the show. And it's so interesting. I have to share with our listeners. We were talking earlier in the week. You and your husband are both proud Longhorn graduates, and you have a son that played at the University of Oklahoma for Bob Stoops.
Yes.
I mean, how in the world does that happen?
A proud Sooner. You know, the funny thing is, Randy played football at the University of Texas. Mm-hmm. He was a quarterback, and I was a cheerleader at the University of Texas. And so Hayes walked on to Oklahoma, and Texas had asked him to walk on, and he just, I think, wanted to get away from his mom. But, you know, it was very strange at first, but I'm telling you, we enjoyed his time at OU very much, met wonderful people, and now can go back to be Longhorn fans again.
Okay. Well, Jenna, what a pleasure to have you on tonight, and I promise we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you so much.
You are dear. Thank you. It has been such a delight talking to you.
What an honor. Thank you. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and you join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with the fastest 2 hours in radio.